Tell me about that work, 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 work. When you walk a line, 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 line. I'm in the cafe, my tie, 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 tie. Drive me, I deserve to. No time to have you lurking. You make a like, now you don't like it. You know I dealt with you the nicest. Nobody touched me in the righteous. Nobody text me in a crisis. I believed all of your dreams are the reason. You took my heart, all my keys, and my patience. You took my heart, I must leave a decoration. You mistaken my love, I brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had. Something that you never seen. Something that you never been. Mm-hmm. But I wake up and Ellen, nothing's wrong. Just get ready for work, 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 work. You tell me I be work, 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 work. You see me do me dirt, 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 dirt. That's something about that work.
Come over, we just need to slow the motion. Don't get out of the way to no one. Long distance, I need you. When I see potential, I just gotta see it through. If you had a twin, I would still choose you. I don't wanna rush into it if it's too soon, but I know you need to get done, 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 done. If you come over, sorry if I'm way less friendly. I got niggas tryna end me off. Yeah, I spilled all my emotions tonight, I'm sorry. Rolling, 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 rolling. How many more shots until you're rolling? We just need a face-to-face. You could pick the time and the place. You'll spend some time away. Now you need to forward and give me all the work,
work, work, work, work, work. It's me up there, work, 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 work. It's me doing my da 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 something about that.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Emma Nina.
We're on WMFO in Medford, and you're listening to Ladies
and
Clogs! Exclamation point. Sorry, that was supposed to be you.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that that was coming. Exclamation point. We're excited. It's currently 1:03. We're excited to be here.
Yeah. Starting our Sunday afternoon off, right?
Yeah. I have a lot of work later today, which is mainly the inspiration for that song. Although also, we had a theme for the show, which was days of the week.
Days of the week.
And I was thinking about my week when I was making this playlist, and all I did was work. So that was why that was there. And I'm looking forward, and all I'm going to do is work.
Oh.
But not in a fun Rihanna way.
Wait, ready? Here's a positive spin to that.
Please.
I also had this on my playlist. You took it, whatever.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I was like, I'm going to play it first.
Yeah. And I was listening to Work by Rihanna all week long.
Yes.
And so that was full of my week, you know, like, so it wasn't
nice.
So like, that's a way to look at it. Like, you were working and listening to Rihanna doing work, but also you got to listen to Rihanna doing like the song the whole week.
That's true.
I just like made a really circular argument.
No, I'm okay with it. That's totally fine. Yeah. I feel a little off my game right now, but that's okay.
Yeah. Do you want to play
another song? This is, I can explain why this is the day of the week later.
Yeah.
But cool. Great. Okay, cool. We'll be going in 1 second. There we go.
call of the sunset sweeps over the snow. All across the little ice fishing fets on the frozen meadow.
Hello.
Hi, we're back.
We're back. It's still us. We have been breathing deeply for two songs, so we're ready to say coherent sentences, hopefully, and not start crying.
Speak for yourself. Okay. I don't think I ever do speak in coherent sentences, though.
So. And I'm also about to cry, so that makes sense. Yeah, true. Drew, when was the last time you cried, Emma?
I don't know. Maybe not.
What day of the week?
Oh, I think I watched a nice YouTube video last week on like a Saturday.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It was like of some puppies, and I think I cried a little.
You were like, this is too much for me.
Maybe it was some babies and puppies or something. Or babies and puppies together.
Yeah. That's what gets you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring it up. Things are looking kind of teary in here right now.
No, but that's like a happy kind of tears.
Yeah, no, that's definitely good tears.
I'm okay with that.
That's really good. It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as we said, we heard the song Work originally, which is reflects working during the school week on school things in both positive and perhaps negative ways, but mostly positive because it's Rihanna and we appreciate Rihanna.
Yes. And then the weekend it's work, work, work.
Yeah, that's true. What is the weekend, Emma?
I'm not going to repeat it, but that's what my weekends are like.
Awesome. Then we heard the song Moon Underwater by Loon, which I put on this playlist because last weekend, Emma and I were doing some magic, and we were reading this very detailed description of this spell procedure, and it was saying that you should be doing it on Monday, which is the moon day. And I had this breakthrough realization where I was like, oh my God, Monday, moon day.
Wow.
So charge day for magic apparently also maybe literally called that because of the moon, and maybe I'm stupid and that's just a fact. But anyway, this song made me think of Mondays because it's moon. And also, I like this song.
I know. We'll be doing on Mondays now.
Magic. Not school. Magic. Exactly. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then what did you play?
Oh, I played Friday, I'm in Love by Yola Tango. And I think that Fridays are usually kind of a happier day because it's like the end of the week, but you still have some stuff going on. Mm. That's when I walk dogs. And my friend...
Friday, you're in love.
Yeah, with my dogs, yeah. And my friend Dietz really likes this band, and he showed me them, so I was just like, I'm going to play one.
Great. Yeah. Well, thank you.
I like it when people give me music recommendations, so I'll play a song on the radio if you give me a music recommendation.
Oh!
World.
Whoa.
Yeah, that was a bold, like...
That's a big statement. Are you just... Wait, so is it, like, if someone recommends it to you, you might play it, or is this just, like, I'm going to get your song played on the radio?
No, it's only if I like it. Okay. No pressure to anyone who would do that.
Nice. That's
okay.
Cool.
You want to play some
I can
tunes?
Totally do that.
Awesome.
All right.
Who's to say that we always have to agree? I think we both can take this one mistake like some kind of amnesty. Right in love and with such brutality. That's our ambiguity. It's pride of ours and storms. Blown away the clouds. The heartbeat of the sun is racing mine. I'm missing how my heart is waiting. This is the start all over.
Ladies and clocks.
We're back on WMFO in Medford. The time
is
1:20
p.m. This is a p.m. show for us. We've never had a show that wasn't before like 9 a.m.
Yeah, I like and don't know what to do with being so awake. I feel like my energy is different.
All right, definitely the energy before was like, haha, we just woke up.
But like a little in like, yeah, like wild, like maybe.
A little crazy.
Frazzled.
Yeah, a little wild.
So now...
I feel wild now, too, just, like, I have less of an excuse because I've been out for, like, a lot of hours.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, man. Bringing it out. That's totally fine.
Yeah.
The songs that we just heard, the first was by Shakira. It's called The Day and the Time. Because I was thinking about days of the week and time passing. And also, I really, like, I've been listening to a lot of Shakira in the last few days.
Incredible.
So I put it on my playlist.
That's awesome.
And then that last little quick minute one was Saturday Night 2046 by Japanese Breakfast, which is just like a fun little something, but has the word Saturday in the title and also is a song that I like.
Oh, nice. That was like a nice one. It was like a little burst.
It's a quick little. You're kind of like, what's going on? And then you're like, oh, okay. And then you're like, oh,
it's over. Yeah.
It was great. Just a little something.
Yeah. It worked.
I was going to ask you a question. I don't remember what it was, so I apologize that I just said that out loud.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm going to keep pondering.
Okay. Think of it and then let me know when you do. I had a question for you.
And my gosh, please.
I'm going to ask you it and then I'm going to give you time. Like, don't answer it now because I've been thinking about this all week and I still don't know.
Okay.
What is your favorite day of the week?
Whoa.
Yeah. Don't, like, I'm not looking for an answer right now.
Can I ask a clarifying question?
Okay.
Is this, like, in this, like, this semester of my life? Like, in my current, the way my weeks work out right now?
Yeah, it would have been really different for me last semester.
Okay, yeah, because I feel like it changes depending on what else is going on in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it, yeah.
Huh,
just,
okay.
Just, like, take your time. I'm still thinking of it, too, but I'm still going to think of my answer.
Maybe I might have an answer.
Oh, okay.
Do you want it?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, I totally don't.
Okay.
That's a lie.
I still have to think about it.
I don't know if I'm going to come up with one.
Yeah, I'm hoping that listening to these songs will give me some clarity there.
Yeah. Do you want to play something and see if it helps clarify anything?
Yeah. Cool.
Cool.
I will do that.
Great.
Hold me, love me, I ain't got none. She can say in her voice, in her way, that she love me. With her eyes, with her smile, with her belt, with her hands, with her money. I am the thesis of her prayers. Her nieces and her nephews are just pieces of the layers. Only one she loves as much as me is Jesus Christ and Taylor. I got a future song singing for my grandma. You sing it too, but your grandma ain't my grandma. Mine's handmade, pan fried, sun dried, south side. And beat the devil by a landslide. Praying with a hands tied. President of my fan club, Santa. Something told me I should bring my
mother. Slowly, taking in my body. It's holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you. You're my Sunday king.
You gotta move slowly. Take it in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been waiting for you. You're my Sunday king. Come on in this house. Candy, your peppermint is the truth. I'm pessimistic on Monday. If I had tweaked and missed you, you look so good with the hat on. Had to match with the shoes. Came and dressed in the satin. I came and sat in your pew. I come to Christmas for dinner. 50 rolls on my plate. Hella holes in my stocking, holding your pockets in place. I like my love with the budget. I like my hugs with a scent. You smell like light gas while the electricity rent. You sound like why the gospel choir got so tired. Singing his praise a daily basis, so I gotta try it. You my dream. Catch a dream team, team captain. Matter of fact, I ain't seen you in a minute. Let me take my butt to church.
You better come on in
this house.
It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain.
Rain down,
down. Rain down.
It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain.
You better come on in this house.
Come on in this house.
It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain.
Rain down,
rain down. Rain down.
It's gonna rain.
You gotta move it slowly. Taking in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you. You're my Sunday king.
You gotta to move slowly.
Hello.
Welcome back to Ladies and Clogs.
This is WMFO. It's 128.
Nice.
Sunday.
It is Sunday.
Yeah.
Wild.
Wow. What songs did we just listen to?
We heard 8 Days a Week by the Beatles.
Nice.
And I chose that song because it's kind of funny to me because there's only really 7 days. Sorry. I'm easily amused.
So cute.
Actually, I think that there really needs to be a day between Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, that's
that
so
would like
true.
Really add to my week. I'm just thinking like we reinvent the entire calendar here.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm there.
Make an 8-day schedule, but you still get 3 days off.
We had Monday off a couple weeks ago, and I had a 4-day weekend, and it was great. That was really improved my quality of life.
Sometimes you just need a little bit of an extra kick to like get you through the week, and thinking about having 3 days every week to relax.
So
you do work at least one, but then you don't have to. I don't know. I feel like
so. Do you want 8 days a week, or do you want an extra day that's designated as the weekend? I'm sorry.
Oh, like a Monday through Thursday, and then yeah, no. I want like an extra full on day because you need Monday.
So you want Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
You need those days. Good. Yeah. You need them. I think, but also you need something extra.
You need a little something else. I agree.
So like we could either. Like change time, that might be a little trickier, or just change the calendar.
We could change time We could change the day or the time. We Shakira just, talks about them both, but we could change one or the other.
Let's maybe talk that to Shakira about this.
Yeah, we should definitely talk to Shakira anyway, honestly.
And who is in charge of like creating the calendar for
probably
the world?
Probably Rihanna.
Yeah, and we should
can call her too.
Call her in, and then maybe...
Can we like group Skype with Shakira and Rihanna?
I'd be down.
Okay, awesome. Sounds good.
I don't know how easy that would be, but we'll see. We'll make it work.
Definitely useful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the second song we heard was Sunday Candy by Donnie Trumpet and The Social Experiment. Mm-hmm. And I guess I'm like late to the game, but not as late as I thought. I thought this song was years old, but I think it might have been in the last year.
Pretty recent. I definitely recognized it when you played it.
But I'm usually behind anyway. But anyway, I really like this song for two reasons. I like the song, but two other reasons. Mm. I listened to it a lot yesterday, Saturday.
Whoa.
And I was just like,
whoa.
Listening to a song called Sunday Candy on a Saturday.
Transgressive. I like
I'm
it.
I'm just a rebel. Mm-hmm. A rebel.
I'm just a rebel. That makes it sound fancier.
You're
like a fancy rebel. I'm a rebel.
Oh gosh, that makes me probably not a rebel if I say it like
no, that's okay. Rebel against ideas of rebellion.
Yeah.
Those have been constructed.
Yeah.
Deconstruct them.
Yeah. Well, I did yesterday and it was a really nice day. I just sat outside and listened to the song straight up for like 2 hours outside.
That's
outside twice.
A lot of times. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really pleasant. Cool. And then the other reason I like it is because today it is Sunday and we're listening to a song called Sunday Candy.
Oh my god, you're on fire today.
I like being in the system sometimes too.
Okay, yeah, so step outside, step back in, so you know that when you're then you can see the boundary more clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's a nice that was like way more intelligent than I was thinking. I was just like, haha, Sunday.
No, I agree.
That's what I really meant though.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
So those are my songs.
Awesome.
Just a little insight into my brain there.
Cool. Do you want to read a PSA?
I really do. I'm going to read a PSA for you guys.
Okay, great.
About the Tufts University Art Gallery. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibits and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Aitikman Art Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Just check the web. I like that.
I do too.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Great.
So yeah, check out some artwork sometime. I should go there.
You should go there.
I don't think I've ever done it just to like go view exhibits. Mm-hmm. So I think I had a class in there.
Yeah. I like the little like that hallway that's kind of not really the gallery, but extends into just like the Aitikman area.
Mm-hmm.
I see the stuff that's there usually when I walk through.
Yeah.
But I rarely go in all the way to the gallery.
Mm-hmm.
So I can try that. I'll spend a day sometime this next week, perhaps.
Mm.
Bam.
Day this week. Yeah.
How many times can I work that into a sentence? Let's find out. Probably a lot.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. Time for some tunes.
A tune? All right.
Yeah.
Every time the sun comes up, I'm in trouble.
Hello.
Hi.
It me. It also Emma. Oh, gosh.
Oh, thank you for that intro.
You're welcome. Oh, wow. Welcome back. This is a radio show run by us on WMFO.
Who are
in
we?
In Medford. My name's Nina. Your name is?
Oh, Emma.
Your name, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that you were going to say it.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
But then you pointed at me, so I should have known.
No, it's okay. It was. I could have sent better signals. We can plan this out a little better in the future. Apologies for that confusion. The songs we just heard, the first was called Every Time the Sun Comes Up, which is by Sharon Van Etten. And like, you know, when a day begins, there's the sun comes up and then it sets again and then it comes up again and it's the next day. So going through a week, that happens 7 times, unless it's your week, in which case maybe it's happening 8.
Yeah.
So I was thinking that's like days progressing, time happening. I also think that song is poignant, but also funny. It's like, you said I'm one hit wonder. Like, what if I have 2 hits? And I'm like, true. Good point. Like, yeah.
That's really
but also stories. Like, you're in trouble every time the sun comes up. I was like, all right, cool. And that was resonating with me again. Like, as I was thinking, I was making this playlist at the end of my last week, which was a little bit hectic. And I was like, every time the sun comes up, I have another paper to write.
Oh no.
Which was fine. So I'm in trouble. And then the other song is called Walking Home by Cool Spot. Which I'm not totally sure, honestly, what my thought process was, but I remember putting it on the playlist, and then the next morning I woke up and I was like, what? Why? But I kept it there because I like it, and at the end of the day I walk home, so that's like, ooh, in thinking similarly about the cycle of the days going by in the week, the beginning of the cycle is the sun coming up, and the end of the cycle is me walking home to go to sleep.
I like that. Bam. Cycle. That was really nice. Beautiful.
It was beautiful. It was like maybe okay nice. I don't know if really nice is fair, but thank you. That's very kind.
Yeah.
So
you very briefly just mentioned to me, you were like, I don't think Rihanna and Drake are into each other.
Oh, I did say that.
That made me sad.
Well, have you seen the Work music videos?
Naturally. There's two.
Okay, so like, I really appreciate them largely because she's like dancing all up on him and then like rolling her eyes at the camera. Like, she's making eye contact with the person watching the video and totally does not look into him.
Oh,
which I think is awesome. Okay. Like, she's dancing by herself in the mirror and having a really good time.
Oh.
And then yeah. She like shows up looking honestly silly and foolish in his matching sweatsuit, out of place. Like, that's a sweaty club. Like, you know he's uncomfortable. Like, he doesn't look good. He looks sloppy. And then he just like makes faces and like has a beard, and she does not look interested, as she should not, because she's way hotter than him, honestly. And then the second video, she still looks awesome and he still looks foolish wearing a different matching sweatsuit. I'm sorry, I could go on about this for a while. I'm getting heated. And she like at one point he comes to the like foreground in the scene and is singing and she's in the background and like literally rolls her eyes. Like, she just looks so over it.
Oh.
And it's understandable because like,
I thought she was just like trying to like cool.
I mean, she
detached.
Does look cool.
Well, obviously,
but
she
also
does,
I thought it was because she doesn't that care intense. That Drake is there because she's cooler than him. But I don't know. That's just my personal thoughts and analysis on that song.
I would like to think that they are like friends and maybe more into each more into each other in like an
amicable platonic relationship, perhaps.
Yeah, yeah. And that they like each other.
That's fair.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I don't either. I don't know for factuals. Oh man. Quick, say something else.
Yeah. Do you want me to play a tune?
That'd be awesome. You should totally do that.
Okay. Here we go.
Yeah.
To be. other day. Every other day. Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. What Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday.
Tell me what's your name? I heard we spent the night mattress binding on my frame. Don't want you taking this personal, but I was faded when we started getting technical. Yup, I'm just trying to be polite. You seem like you could be cool, and your body's hella tight. So, won't you hug it up, fill me in? Promise I ain't gon' forget it, never again. Your style, your beauty, your smile's got me feeling some type of way. Makes me lift my hands and praise. Besides, your body's bona fide. Won't you slip out of that Sunday best? Yeah. See, I just want to love you right, babe. So just put it all on me. Wait. Hold up for a minute before we get it. Can't feel like we're messing up if we engage it.
Cause we love, yeah. Stuff.
Hold on, fellas, let me break it down for her. Real quick.
Yeah. It's like, ooh, Sunday, and I'm supposed to be a good guy with a righteous, clean soul. But I'm just a sinner, really don't know better than that. I want you, I really need you. Makes it harder to repent.
No more.
Yeah. Won't just live out of that Sunday best, girl. Cause I just want to love you right, baby. So just put it all on me. Yeah. You got me feeling 13 again.
Back.
I should be running, but I wanna press in to win all that's within. Your natural body, undeniable hottie. Give yourself some rest, take off that Sunday best. Cause I'm
about to love you right.
If you only knew, girl.
Yeah. Ooh.
are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Who are you?
Who am I? It's such a big question. Oh. My name is Emma.
Oh, hey, cool. Sorry. Yeah, I should have clarified.
It's okay. Who are you?
My name's Nina.
Yeah.
What songs did we just listen to?
We listened to Monday Monday by the Mamas and the Papas. Mm-hmm. And I really like the Mamas and the Papas. Dream a Little Dream of Me is like one of my favorite songs. And so cool. I was listening to a lot of them and I saw Monday Monday and it was really fitting. Also, yeah, as I was telling Nina earlier, mm-hmm. I really like that it's so positive for Mondays and mm-hmm. that Mondays don't have to be bad.
Mondays don't have to be
sometimes
bad.
Sometimes Mondays are pretty pleasant. Yeah. So, that is that one. And then we heard Sunday Best by Z Woods. Mm-hmm. And I think, I don't know, I feel like Sundays are usually a nice day. I feel like Saturdays, I'm a little stressed because I have to choose like right away, like whether I want to do work or not. Like okay. It's stressful. But then Sundays, it's usually like I've done a little bit of something. I've made that mm-hmm. choice. So now I just have to do what I was going to do. So it's a little bit more settled. So
that's nice. Yeah.
I really like Sundays.
I'm glad you like Sundays.
Yeah. Most of my songs, I think, have been related to a Sunday in some way.
Well, it is Sunday, so.
Oh, wild.
Wild.
Wow. Yeah.
Great. Yeah, you asked me earlier what my favorite day of the week is, and I'm okay. still trying to think about it. I don't think I have a good, like, definitive answer. Mm-hmm. I like weekends, obviously. Maybe, I mean, like, Fridays are nice. This semester, I don't have any class on Fridays, which is mm-hmm. a nice change and means that I have, like, a fun classless extra day. But I don't know if that is my favorite. It's nice because then you still have Saturday and Sunday to like do the homework and do the fun and stuff for the weekend. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't feel like there's so much like time pressure yet, but I don't know if that's my favorite. I was also telling you that I like Wednesdays.
Yeah.
All right. This semester, like kind of fun for me. I have like some classes that are like relatively like fun versus like super difficult to sit in. Mm-hmm. And like not a ton of them, so that's nice. I have some free time, but yeah. I don't know. I don't have a good answer.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of mine, and I think it's very different every semester, and this is like unusual mm-hmm. for me to say, but I think Mondays are actually maybe my best because
totally. I have love Mondays.
Yeah, I have lab, but it's every other week, so nice. Every other week I get a treat of like only having class from 10:30 to 11:45, and uh-huh. the rest of my day is just free to work.
Is this sludge lab every other week?
No, it's my other lab.
Oh, Emma's growing a sludge.
Yeah, I'm growing activated
sludge.
Does it have a name? No, I should name
them. You should name it.
It's just reactors 1, 2, 3, and 4 right now.
Oh, you have so many. You could name them all different names. Obviously.
Or the same name.
You could name them all. Yeah, well, I mean, they're already sort of the name. You could just give them like a person name, but then say 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, yeah.
But also you could not do that.
Yeah, I don't want to do
maybe
that.
Maybe would be a good idea.
All right, it could be like an Ed, and Eddie. You didn't watch a lot of TV growing up. Okay. That's the
but
reference.
But totally, you can finish making that reference.
It's okay.
I support you.
Also, I also like Sundays still, but just as the idea of a day, not actually the way mm-hmm. I usually spend my Sundays. But like, you know, the idea of a lazy Sunday, mm-hmm. it just makes me happy to think that people have that.
Elsewhere. Oh, man.
Oh, that didn't mean to be sad.
No, it's okay. You did a great job. Yeah. Do you have any final thoughts about days of the week? Our hour is almost up, so we're going to be heading out pretty soon.
Yeah, I like them.
You like the weeks? Yeah, mm-hmm. me too. That's a good. Let's end it positively. I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to finish out with a song. Do you want to play a song? I can play a song.
You can play a song.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
I can announce it now. I'm going to play the song Dying Day by Anais Mitchell. I'm not trying to end this on a sad note. This is a song that I think is really beautiful. Okay. And it has the word day in the title, so there's that. Yeah, this has been Ladies and Clogs. We'll be back next week from 1 to 2 on Sunday. And this is WMFO in Medford.
And it's 1:56 p.m. with 42 seconds into it.
That was what, yeah, you got that right on. Oh, yeah, great. Okay.
Okay, here's awesome. The tune. Bye, guys.
Farewell.